Hello and welcome to our audio Lectio Divina practice. Today, as we prepare, let's give space to recognize our emotions. I know that when I try to suppress or ignore mine, they usually leak out of me. It is usually more helpful when I give them space and simply hold them in the light of Christ. So take a moment to feel. Even the not so lovely emotions here in God's presence. Do you find yourself annoyed, frustrated, content, grateful, happy, sad, scared? Not placing any judgment or tone, just noticing it. Take notice of how you're feeling. And allow yourself to be honest before God. I'll give you a minute here. Thirty more seconds. Notice how you're feeling wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this. From Psalm 108, My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Mark 2, 1 through 12 from the NLT and the Message versions. It's the story of a man who was paraplegic meeting Jesus. What I find so moving about this story are the friends and the boldness of their faith. Their audacity to crack open the roof and bring their friend down. So for the first reading, let's imagine it from the perspective of the friends. Imagine what their conversation must have been like with the man. Had they tried this before with other potential healers? Was their main objective just to get him in the room with Jesus? If so, what had they heard about him? Did they bring their tools with them? Imagine them now as we begin at verse 1. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk'? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you listened from the perspective of the friends, how did you feel when in verse 5 it says, "Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, 'My child, your sins are forgiven.'" Can you imagine their celebration that day? Can you imagine their lives from that point on? One of your friends went into the room from the roof and walked out the door at the end of it. Take a minute to imagine the scene. What do you think Jesus's face looked like when a hole appeared above him and a man was being brought down by his friends? What do you think the crowd looked like? How do you think your friend must have felt? Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you by imagining the scene. I'll give you a minute here. Thirty more seconds. Imagine what the room felt like, what Jesus looked like, how you must have felt as friends of the paralyzed man. Now listen again to the Message version. This time, imagine yourself as a man. Remember, because of his physical condition, he wasn't allowed to go into the temple to be cleansed or absolved. And the Bible doesn't mention how he became a paraplegic, if it was an accident or if he was born this way. So what do you think he must have felt like to encounter Jesus and to hear, "My child, your sins are forgiven"? Listen now as we begin again at verse 1. After a few days, Jesus returned to Capernaum, and word got around that he was back home. A crowd gathered, jamming the entrance so no one could get in or out. He was teaching the word. They brought a paraplegic to him, carried by 4 men. When they weren't able to get in because of the crowd, they removed part of the roof and lowered the paraplegic on his stretcher. Impressed by their bold belief, Jesus said to the paraplegic, "Son, I forgive your sins." Some religion scholars sitting there started whispering among themselves, "He can't talk that way. That's blasphemy. God and only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew right away what they were thinking and said, "Why are you so skeptical? Which is simpler, to say to the paraplegic, 'I forgive your sins,' or say, 'Get up, take your stretcher, and start walking'? Well, just so it's clear that I am the Son of Man and authorized to do either or both," he looked now at the paraplegic, "get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." And the man did it, got up, grabbed his stretcher, and walked out with everyone there watching him. They rubbed their eyes, stunned, and then praised God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." Amen. Isn't it interesting that the first thing Jesus says to the man is, "I forgive your sins"? This man, whether he was born as a paraplegic or became one due to an accident, was either always ostracized from the temple or was cut off recently. which meant he must have felt so separated from God, from his community, from life in general. So to hear Jesus say, "I forgive your sins," I wonder what it must have felt like to be forgiven by Jesus. For Jesus to cut through the marrow and speak directly to his true plight. This rabbi to say this with such authority, and then to heal him as a physical manifestation of the absolution of his sins. How does this encounter with Jesus inform you about God? Take a minute to ponder here. Thirty more seconds. I imagine what his nights must have been like before this man encountered Jesus. When his friends went home for the night, and if he was married, when his wife was asleep, when he found himself all alone and helpless, unable to move his own body or get up to relieve himself. I wonder what his conversations with God must have been like. I wonder if he asked, "God, do you see me? God, do you know me? God, am I forgiven?" For this paraplegic man to be healed, it must have changed everything. From being able to eat by himself, take walks, run with his children, dance with his wife, and go to the temple. I wonder what his nights must have looked like from that moment on. How his conversations with God must have changed, and the stories he must have told to the generations that followed. Perhaps it went like, "I met the Messiah, and he saw me, really saw me for what I needed. And he is the reason I can commune with God's people and go to the temple, and as an added bonus, he healed me." For us too, our healing might not look as drastic on the outside as being healed of paralysis. So take 30 seconds to think about how your life has changed since encountering Jesus. I know for myself, encountering Jesus has completely changed the trajectory of my life. So take a minute here and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. In what ways have you been healed of paralysis, helplessness, feeling numb or stuck? In what ways have you been able to commune with God and his people? In what ways do you still feel like you need healing? So take 30 seconds here. Let's pray. God among us, God above and below us, God before and beside us, God all around us, you hem us in behind and before, knowing the trajectory of our lives before we do. God, we thank you that it just takes one encounter with you to bring life to our lives. But we thank you that in the Holy Spirit, we get to commune with you in every moment. And we thank you that in Christ, we get to commune with your body every week and in every season. Thank you for forgiving our sins through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Thank you that you care not just for our spirits, but for our very bodies. You are God, and you are mighty. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for this week's Audio Lectio Divina Practice. Until next time, bye.